Because God keeps his promises, May 3. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me. Some are always fearing, and borrowing trouble. Their minds are continually dwelling upon something disagreeable, which they fear may come, or some difficulty may really exist, which, though small, blinds their eyes to the many things that demand gratitude. The difficulties they encounter, instead of driving them to God, the only source of their help, separate them from Him, because they awaken unrest and repining. Do we well to be thus unbelieving? Why should we be grateful and distrustful? Jesus is our friend, all heaven is interested in our welfare. We should not allow the perplexities and worries of everyday life to fret the mind and cloud the brow. If we do, we shall always have something to vex and annoy. We should not indulge a solicitude that only frets and wears us, but does not help us to bear trials. You may be perplexed in business, your prospects may grow darker and darker, and you may be threatened with loss, but do not become discouraged. Cast your care upon God, and remain calm and cheerful. Pray for wisdom to manage your affairs with discretion, and thus prevent loss and disaster. Do all you can on your part to bring about favorable results. Jesus has promised his aid, but not apart from our effort. When, relying upon our Helper, you have done all you can, accept the result cheerfully.